The Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Many people, Catholics and Christians, like to tailor the Bible according to their own tastes, their own way of living. And as Scott Hahn points out, many are cafeteria Catholics. If you ever go to a cafeteria, you have a lot of choices. But you can discard what is not according to your taste buds. That you can do. So there are many Catholics that are cafeteria Catholics. Pick and choose Catholics. Whatever is according to your spiritual taste buds, you might say. And this is one of the short parables that I think a lot of people don't want to hear. Because Jesus is speaking about the man who throws the net into the sea and he's got some good fish and bad fish. The good fish are put into the good buckets, the bad fish are just chucked away, they're discarded. So what Jesus is speaking about here is the reality of heaven and hell. And I think it's very salutary to think about the last things. Death, judgment, heaven, hell, and purgatory. Those are the last things. But especially today that we have this gospel, I think it's a good idea to think about, you know, what is hell? What is hell like? And not to scare anyone, but every one of us could end up in hell. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's a very, very important point. We're not Protestants, once saved, always saved. Hey, you could try to believe that, but that's wrong. Protestants believe what? Once you receive Jesus Christ into your life as a personal Savior, you're saved. If I can give you a baseball analogy, once someone slides into home base, home plate, and the umpire says, "Safe!" He's safe. And the umpire is not going to say, "Well, I'll think about that and I'll tell you my response tomorrow." That's not baseball, no? It's got to be right away. So let's talk today about what hell is like. And I've got the diary of St. Faustine. I won't have enough time to read it, but do any of you have the diary? Okay, you could read today 7:41, okay? 7:41, where it's one of the longest numbers. It was Jesus obliges St. Faustina to write on hell under obedience. And then she goes on to describe all the different sufferings that are present in hell. So she goes through 6 of the different sufferings that you have in hell. Then after that, and if you've ever read Dante in the Divine Comedy, it's very much like Dante, in which Dante depicts different holes, different crevices, different places where the souls suffer related to the sins that they committed. And Jesus says to Saint Faustina, okay, what is the prayer that pleases Jesus most? Pray for the salvation of souls. Now let's put 2 and 2 together. What does praying for the salvation of souls mean? Maybe you never think about it, but I always think about it. It's saving them from hell. Right? I mean, we kind of block that out. Okay, yeah, saving souls. Okay, well, sounds nice. No, but it's really saving them from hell. I myself, as a priest, I have made a committed effort until I die. I'm going to work as hard as I can to save souls. Anyone want to come along with me? Or am I the only one? Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one. I want to work to save as many souls as possible. I'm going to pray as a result of this Mass, at least 1 million souls will be saved. Could you please pray for me? Will you pray with? Could you offer your intention? Will you? Then ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, the door will be open. Now this is about the first time I've ever done this, in the sense that I listened to a website in which the author of this speaks a lot about hell, and over the past 10 days he's been pointing out that many of the saints say that most people go to hell. Augustine, and just a lot, he gives a lot of saints. Most saints go to hell. Most people who die go to hell. And that, you know, that's really hit me over the past 4 or 5 days. And my prayer is that I'm going to contradict these saints. Amen? And I'm not being presumptuous or proud, but let's pray that these saints are wrong. Let's pray that Augustine is wrong. Let's pray that a lot of the big saints say that most souls are not going to make it to heaven. I believe that if you pray with me and we offer masses, it's going to be the other way around. Now, how are souls going to be saved? They're going to be saved because of their brilliant IQ? No. How about their good looks? Nah, I doubt it. How about their wit and their charm? I doubt it too. Because of their great talents? I doubt it. They're going to be saved by one thing: God's mercy. Amen? Only God's mercy is going to save this world, because you know, it's never been worse in the world than it is today. That's a no-brainer, right? It's never been so bad. Never been so bad. Sunday spent about 3 hours with a mother, father, and the daughter that wanted to change her sex. And I spent 3 hours with them. She wants to become a boy, she's a girl. 3 hours. And I really believe that as a result of that long conversation, I think that we're gonna save her. How many of you, okay, Liz, no, 50 years ago, would have ever sat down in the hospital in New York and a guy said, well, nurse Liz Simon, please set up an appointment, I want to become a girl. It would have been unthinkable, right? You would have laughed. You would have thought that it was April Fool's Day, right? You would have thought that this is a joke. But today, that's common. So saving souls is going to be done by God's mercy. All of you have to read this again. In my perseverance class, I spent a whole 6 months just going number after number. Right, Mary? A number at a time, spending an hour on each number. It'll take me until 2025 to finish it, the pace that I'm going. But that's okay with me. So if you... Do you people love God?
Yes.
Poco. Mi poco. Poquísimo. Poquito. You really love God. You should love what God loves. And what does God love? God loves the salvation of souls. Why are we here? You know, I've often thought, praying for the souls in purgatory, we got to do it. We got to do it. But in order of hierarchy of prayer, what should be above? Praying for the souls in purgatory or praying for the conversion of sinners? Hello? I don't think you've ever thought about that. My theological mind has thought about that very often. I mean, I pray for the souls in purgatory. My father died 10 months ago. 10 months and 3 days ago, but who's counting, huh? I still pray for him, even though we had tons of masses offered for my dad. I don't know any lay person who had so many people praying for his soul after death than my father. Tons of masses. Still pray for him. But if he's in purgatory, he's going to make it. He's going to make it. Just a matter of time. In God's mercy and the prayers of people that love him. But the conversion of sinners, even the person that dies with the state of grace, but he has tons of sins to repair for, he's going to make it to heaven. But a sinner that dies in the state of mortal sin, he's lost for all eternity. And sometimes confirmation students will ask me, well, Father, can we pray him out? You can't pray him out. Is he eventually going to get out? Never. Do you remember Jacinta? She's now a saint. After she saw the vision of hell, after she saw that, her spiritual director was Lucia, her older cousin. She was her spiritual director. So Jacinta would always be asking Lucy a lot of theological questions. One of the theological questions was, well, Lucy, you know, after 10 years, hell is over. No. 100 years, it's over. No. Well, how about 1,000 years? Is it over? No. Well, how about 10,000 years? Is it over? No. And Jacinta would spend hours and hours upon thinking about eternity. And sometimes she couldn't get to sleep at night. Because you'd be thinking, souls in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And she couldn't get it out of her mind. So, this thought of death, eternity, and the relationship to hell transform these little children into saints. We got to be honest. What was the catalyst? What pushed these children to be good little kids into great saints? It was the reality of Our Lady of Fatima talking about hell. We got to be honest. When we say salvation, okay, that sounds like a nice word. But really, salvation from what? Hello? Hello? It's salvation from hell. When we say the word salvation, we don't put two and two together. It's saving people from the reality of hell. So if you people really love God, I hope you do. Do you?
Yes.
You really love the Blessed Mother. You really love someone. You want more than anything else that that person will not go to hell. Even the worst person in the world, we don't want to go to hell. That person to go to hell. The worst person in the world. We were having a theological discussion yesterday. Was Judas saved or damned? Okay. That was a topic of conversation with the priest yesterday. Okay. I won't tell you what we said, but we were talking about that. Okay. But you, by living a holy life, by praying, you could be instrumental in bringing many souls to heaven. I'm not going to say that you save souls, because you can't even save yourself. It's only God that saves souls. But God uses His Blessed Mother, her prayers in Divine Mercy, and the Holy Mass as the primary means of saving souls. So I invite all of you today to maybe change your theological perspective. Don't live in fear. Don't live in fear. But live in such a way in which you're offering your prayers, your sacrifices, your sufferings, your headaches, the heat outside, the humidity, your mother-in-law that bugs you, all these things, all of your sufferings, offer them to praise God and for the salvation of souls. Amen.